You're listening to Vatican News. The recent publication of the Pennsylvania Grand Jury Report in the United States and the revelation of the allegations against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has prompted the National Review Board to publicly request a lay board to investigate bishops and to request that a whistleblowing policy be implemented. Established by the USCCB in 2002, the NRB advises the bishops on the prevention of the sexual abuse of minors. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the USCCB, published the statement on their website on Tuesday. Sister Bernadette Reese has this report.
The NRB begins by acknowledging that the incidence of the actual sexual abuse of minors has decreased significantly since the USCCB implemented policies and procedures in 2002. Recent revelations regarding the involvement of the highest levels of the hierarchy in covering up this abuse, however, shows what the NRB calls a deeper problem. Establishing other committees, policies, or procedures, the NRB says, is not enough. They call for a change in the Church's culture, specifically among the bishops, because it is there that a culture of silence is instilled that allowed horrific abuse to go on virtually unchecked. Victims of abuse and the entire body of Christ have been betrayed, the NRB states, by a loss of moral leadership and an abuse of power. Episcopal accountability in that failure, or through direct or indirect complicity, requires an independent review into the actions of any bishop when an allegation comes to light, the NRB states. The NRB also says they are in agreement with Cardinal DiNardo, president of the USCCB, who suggested recently that such an entity be entrusted to the laity. Since members of the NRB are lay, the NRB suggests that they would be the logical group to be involved in that task. In addition to the formation of such an investigative body, the NRB calls for the immediate establishment of an anonymous whistleblower policy, separate from the hierarchy, which would report allegations to both civil and ecclesiastical authorities. The NRB also calls for the revision of the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People so that it might reflect the learned experience of and recommendations made by the NRB, which, quote, were not incorporated for a variety of reasons, end quote. They specifically ask that the ineffective statement of episcopal commitment be revised into a meaningful actionable commitment and that the vagueness of fraternal correction be revised to outline concrete steps necessary when actual allegations of sexual abuse materialize against a bishop, or when a bishop fails to adequately respond when clerics are accused. The NRB concludes its statement saying that they recognize that the overwhelming majority of our current bishops have, and continue to, take the sexual abuse of minors seriously. But the bottom line, in their words, is, every time one bishop fails to act, the entire episcopate is tainted. Therefore, the NRB states, it is time for the laity to assume courageous leadership to help the Church respond and to heal, and for the bishops to listen carefully to our recommendations. I'm Sister Bernadette Reese.